As we heard in that report, President Obama's envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, describes the militant offensive underway in Pakistan as a big mistake by the terrorists. Hassan Abbas is the author of Pakistan's Drift into Extremism, Allah, the Army, and America's War on Terror. We asked him to explain who those, quote, terrorists are.
Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and many more. And by many more, I mean there are so many different militant groups. For instance, in the Northwest Frontier Province and FATA, federally administered tribal areas, there are groups such as within Sawat, we saw Tehreek-e-Nifaz-e-Shariat-e-Muhammadi. Then there are other militant groups. Then in Punjab, especially in South Punjab, groups like Jaish-e-Muhammad, Lashkar-e-Taiba, these very similar sounding names. And actually they titles have very similar meanings also. Party of Islam, Party of the Leaders of Islam, Army of Islam. So these are all very different groups which have different nature of relationship with Al-Qaeda. Some have institutional relations. Some have no connection at all. But still, they are militants.
You know, with all these groups, I mean, some having ties to Al-Qaeda, some having ties to the Taliban, does that mean that they're taking orders from them? And do you have numbers on how many terrorists we're talking about?
Numbers is a very difficult thing. We know that there are few numbers, but ranging from, for instance, this group Jaish Muhammad, which was banned many years ago, but it has members in the range of about 2,000 to 3,000. The estimate among the security analysts is that the most dangerous of the militants and terrorists are in the range of certainly between 20,000 to 40,000, maybe.
Okay. And a lot of these groups presumably were banned by the Pakistani government after 9/11, right?
Exactly. Most of these were banned, but the clampdown against these was somewhat selective. Some of the groups which were more focused on Indian Kashmir, they never went through a very rigorous scrutiny, so to say. And also in reference to what you had asked about their linkages with Al-Qaeda, there are no institutional linkages per se. I mean, it's not that they sit across a table, define their goals, but at individual level, at times within groups, they are splinter groups.
Now, a lot of these groups are often said to be tolerated by the Pakistani government. Why is that?
I would say we have to define in somewhat more detail the whole idea of Pakistan government. The government as it stands today, led by comparatively progressive parties, these parties are very strongly against these militant groups. But during the Musharraf era, for instance, there's evidence that the intelligence services, both civilian and military, had linkages or they were at least supporting some elements within Lashkar-e-Taiba, those groups which are focused more on Kashmir. There are others like Jaish Muhammad and Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, which have been kind of the support has been cut off.
Hassan, is there a shared cause between all these different groups? And is that maybe part of their success? They have similar goals, but different organizations to carry them out.
Similar goals to this extent that some are focused primarily on Kashmir, some are focused purely in Afghanistan side or federally administered tribal areas. The real commonality in all these groups is the theology, their conception or understanding of jihad. And this feeling, which has been propagated in the last many years, I would say 10 to 15 years, that jihad or that understanding of jihad, which says it's an armed conflict, that jihad is incumbent upon every militant in his or her individual capacity.
You mentioned one of their common goals is Kashmir. I mean, as far as the U.S. and the West is concerned, and they're keen to solve this Afghanistan-Pakistan crisis, should they be taking note of the fact that this disputed area of Kashmir could be strategic in somehow solving the crisis in Afghanistan-Pakistan?
I think absolutely. The Pakistan-India relationship is a central piece in this matrix. The issue is even Pakistan military. At times when they are somewhat sympathetic to some groups of Taliban, the reason is they are wary of India's influence in Afghanistan. So India-Pakistan settlement, India-Pakistan peace process will play a significant role in convincing Pakistan to really go against these militants in the strongest way possible.
Hassan Abbas there, the author of Pakistan's Drift into Extremism, Allah, the Army, and America's War on Terror. He is also the Bernard Schwartz Fellow at the Asia Society in New York.